preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land,
including North Dakota. A lot of little towns here in North Dakota. In fact, we really don't have a proper city here in North Dakota, which is one of the beauties. How much of our trouble is emanating from the big cities? It's most of it, isn't it? One of the beauties of North Dakota and other states like this is that it's a country place. My town here has, you know, about 60,000 people, and that's it. And there isn't much, you know, and that's this whole corner of North Dakota is dominated by this little town. And, well, this is the Trump phenomenon emanating from North Dakota. I'm James Kelso. The show is live here on Monday, January 20th, 2020. Another good day in the Trump era. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. And boy, long may it last, the Trump era. That is the question. So let's launch into the program here tonight. Let me go over here to see whether the president has landed in Davos, Switzerland, there in eastern Switzerland. Find his account here. Headed off to the World Economic Forum of the globalist elite. And what does he say? 5 minutes ago, he tweets this. Are you kidding? Let me update this. Was that really 5 minutes ago? He gives us a Frank Sinatra lyric. The best is yet to come. I know as a New Yorker, he probably has a few favorite Frank Sinatra songs. He sent this to all of us 5 minutes ago. So let's, here he is talking to us all.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. Every decision will be made to benefit American workers and American families. America will start winning again, winning like never before. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Wow. So that must be a new message. It's the part of it you missed is there's a text portion to the video, which is pretty good. What you got to hear was the best of it, the audio, but there were statistics as to all in that litany of his successes as our president, were some texts of things number of jobs created and so on. But I loved the spirit. I will never let you down. Don't let anyone say to you that we cannot do this. America awakened is unstoppable. Wow. Well, he knows what we need. And that was 5 minutes. That was 7 minutes ago now, looking at his Twitter account, which is now, okay, see, it is happening. Yesterday it was 71.2 million followers. Today it's 71.3. That's 100. He is going at a clip there. 100,000 followers added every day or thereabouts. Here's a tweet from 19 minutes ago. Let's go in reverse chronological order. I'm taking it. He must have landed in Davos. I'm guessing that Air Force One is not a regular commercial airplane. I'm just guessing, folks. I really have no inside knowledge on this at all. How could I? I'll bet you the jet engines on Air Force One are a far cry from the engines on a commercial airliner of the same so-called description of a, what is it, a 747 or a 7? What is the successor to the 747? I'll bet you that baby really moves. Don't look at commercial air times between, let's say, Andrews Air Force Base and the nearest airport to Davos in Switzerland. I'll bet you that thing goes higher, faster than anything any of us could fly. Anyway, here's his next message to us from 19 minutes ago. He says, it's about the economy, stupid, in quotes. Then he says, except when it comes to Trump. The fact is the fake news media hates talking about the economy and how incredible it is. All they want to talk about is how they can destroy Trump and what a bad man the orange man is. Find some more messages. He's been tweeting away here. And he's covering the waterfront. He's tweeting about congressmen. He's tweeting about airline flights, the trade negotiations. He's tweeting about the Second Amendment. And of course, I'm sure you noticed today, the pro-Second Amendment Patriot Rally in Richmond was a huge success, to the great disappointment, grief even, of the lamestream, mainstream, fake news, controlled media. It was peaceful, completely peaceful. But the way peaceful, like the people who assembled peacefully. And you could see it in their faces of the lamestream media. It was just us, normal Americans. No, we don't want a riot. No, we do not want to demonstrate guns are dangerous and we're dangerous with guns. We want to show that armed to the teeth, as folks were in Richmond today, armed to the teeth, we're safer. We're not dangerous. And this, of course, is a well-established fact that in areas where people are well-armed, there's very little misbehavior, very little crime. I wonder why. what did they call the Colt 45? I'm forgetting here. It's been so many years, but the peacemaker? Yeah, a lot of peace around somebody who's carrying a Colt 45. Very, very calm. Nobody would even raise their voice. Let's see here. Some of the messages. These are all in the last hour. Heading to Davos, Switzerland. So I'm taking it that this is a tweet. This is an hour ago. I'm betting he's tweeting from his plane. And by the way, let's think about that too. What sort of electrical connection, telecommunications connection, do you think Donald Trump has from the innards of Air Force One or Marine One? Yes, you got that one right. Yes, he's got a hell of a secure pipeline to satellites, all kinds of satellites, to other aircraft, to ground stations, backup communications. He must send out a signal from Air Force One that is clear as a bell on the other side of the Earth, maybe on the other side of Mars. Whatever your upload and download speeds are with your cable connection, Donald Trump's got you topped on that one. Thankfully, he says, heading to Davos to meet with world and business leaders and bring good policy and additional hundreds of billions of dollars back to the United States of America. I love this, making my mention of the other side of Mars apropos. He says, we are now number one in the universe. And in classic Trumpian style, he's got to say universe, not the world. He's right. And as far as we know, we are. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about extraterrestrial life here in a moment, something we haven't covered in this show. We are number one in the universe, .. by far. And, you know, now for my lone extraterrestrial commentary in, I don't know, more than 10 years on the show. This is an interesting thing. As far as we know, you know, science, what do they say? Who's that? Unfortunately, left-wing guy. That's sad. The guy who does that science show. Let me try to remember his name. There's some very good material on the show. He's actually not a scientist. He's an engineer. Bill Nye, the science guy. I've enjoyed a bunch of his shows with my 8-year-old, and when he was even much younger. But he's it's a very politically correct show, always displaying massive amounts of diversity. He doesn't want anybody to think he's not diverse at every moment, and every shot, every scene is diverse. But I love one of the things he says in his intro. He says, "Science rules." I like that. Science rules. I just wished it ruled a little more completely in between his ears, and he wouldn't be such a left winger if he were thinking a little more scientifically. But Donald Trump is right. Oh well, extraterrestrials. Well, as far as we know, we're it. We are it in the universe, as far as we, per science. I don't care what the inference made from statistical, what are the odds that we're the only life form in the universe? What are the odds? Hundreds of billions of planets. Surely we're just a lonely outpost where we're just a little drop in the... No. As far as we know, we are the only intelligent life in the universe, as far as we know. That's the scientific evidence. And we actually do have quite massive facilities trying to pick up an intelligent signal from outside of our planet. And so far, nothing. Crickets. That's very interesting. So, what is the inference from that? Well, if we are the only intelligent life, it is possible we are the only intelligent life in the universe, and that makes us all the more important. Our mission, what we're doing, what the Trump phenomenon is all about, Donald Trump's movement. We are now number one in the universe. Well, you want to preserve number one. We're number one in everything. Creativity, inventiveness, exertion, accomplishment, quality, standards, beauty. We're number one. You don't want to let that go. That's worth fighting for. By far, he says in all caps and double exclamation marks. The only thing he could say more emphatic than that would be to put a third exclamation mark on there. Okay, so he says he had a conversation with Emmanuel Macron, apparently, today in his spare moment. And I will never, speaking 6 hours ago, this is right when the rally is going on in Richmond, I will never, all caps, allow our great Second Amendment to go unprotected, not even a little bit, exclamation mark. He says, well, let's see. Oh, let's go back to the top, because he's tweeting. He's on the warpath here. He's tweeting away. And let me just see if I can. His last tweet was this right here. And let me just play a little bit of it for you. Let me see how fastly I can do this. I'll have it for you right after the break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, why not? Let's rebuild America first. Forget about all this other stuff. So Donald Trump's last message to us is this. Here it is. And I'll tell you my little story about this man in just a moment. My little personal anecdote.
Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
Won't it be fine? So that was Donald Trump's message to us here just minutes ago. And here's my little Frank Sinatra story. I mean, it certainly must be that Trump met Sinatra. How could these two New Yorkers not meet? I think probably a bunch of times. So I'm sure that song is one of Donald Trump's favorites. And it was, I just looked it up a little bit. It was the last song that Frank Sinatra sang in public. And here's my personal touch. Frank Sinatra is buried in Palm Springs, California. And I was out visiting a friend who lives in Palm Springs. And he said, let's go visit Frank. And I said, what do you mean? He said, come on, pop in the car. And he drove me out to the cemetery there, just right near his house. And son of a gun, he said, in a matter of moments, we're standing on and then sitting in the grass on Frank Sinatra's grave there in Palm Springs. And etched in the tombstone there is, the best is yet to come. Wow, what a great epitaph. The best is yet to come. I forget what year Frank Sinatra died, but what a voice. Boy, smooth as silk. Those orchestrations, ooh-wee, wow. Let's go back to the president here, see what... just refresh him here. And let's see what the headline is on the headline over at Breitbart. The current headline is scroll all the way up there. Okay. Hunter Biden's firms scored reportedly hundreds of millions from Russians, Chinese, and a new twist, Kazakhs. Holy Kazakh. Oh, Hunter, way to go. Let's see here. And now, who is it that's talked about the Biden crime family? Because that's what it is. It is a crime family. Here's a headline at Breitbart. Joe Biden's brother, Frank, no relation to Sinatra, is linked to projects receiving $54 million in taxpayer loans from the Obama administration, despite no experience. Oh, this is too good. Oh, and now Trump has added to his impeachment team. He's added Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, and John Ratcliffe. Nice. I mean, you couldn't come up with three better guys than that. Ah, let's pick up this Frank Biden story. Oh, here's the story. Frank Biden, the youngest brother of former Vice President Joe Biden, saw his business interests benefit from millions of dollars in taxpayer loans to Caribbean nations during the Obama years. The extensive overlap in Frank Biden's dealings and Obama-Biden foreign policy in Central America is exposed, in Peter Schweitzer's new book. Boy, are we eager to see this. Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. I'll keep finding out what the end of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way.
We're back,
so
folks.
I made my choice, gonna
raise we're looking at a story here that Breitbart is pulling out of Peter Schweizer's new book, Profiles in Corruption. Let me go there right now. Is the book out already? I don't think it is. But obviously, Breitbart's got a preview copy. And let us see here. Publication date of January 21st is what I'm seeing, I believe. It is number 14 in Amazon right now. It is number one in political commentary, number one in political science, number one in U.S. government. It's number four in the top 100 books. Forget that 14. I was wrong. Number four. It weighs 1.1 pounds. And, oh boy. And the publication date is January 21st. So we have to wait till tomorrow. And, so order your copy now. And in this, now one of the people profiled is Joe Biden's brother, Frank. It says he dispatched Joe Biden to be in charge of action in the Caribbean. Now, this is the pattern here is that wherever Joe Biden goes as a special envoy of Barack Obama, He rakes in big bucks for the Biden crime syndicate, his own family. Shortly after the new administration, Obama's, took office, Frank Biden began scouting real estate opportunities in Costa Rica. A lawyer by training, Frank was undeterred by his lack of background in international development and decades-old legal problems at home, as Schweitzer notes. Despite the professional and personal handicaps, business opportunities were plentiful for Frank Biden, especially after his brother paid a visit to Costa Rica. Oh, just a coincidence, I'm sure. Just months after Vice President Biden's visit, this is a quote from the book, so they surely do have a preview copy. In August, Costa Rica News announced a new multilateral partnership, quote, to reform real estate in Latin America between Frank Biden and a newly planned resort. Schweitzer writes in his book, a copy of which was exclusively obtained by Breitbart News. So I like this. You're getting it first here, folks. The venture of Frank Biden, officially sold to investors and the public as an opportunity to protect Costa Rica's breathtaking beauty, amounted to little more than decimating the country's natural wild wilderness to build a luxurious resort for wealthy foreigners. In real terms, Frank's dream was to build in the jungles of Costa Rica thousands of homes, a world-class golf course, casinos, plural, and an anti-aging center. Schweitzer notes, the Costa Rican government was eager to cooperate with the vice president's brother. Well, that says it all, doesn't it? This project, which is still in the development phase, has made Frank Biden a well-connected figure in Costa Rica's political landscape. Let's see, it goes on and on. It's very, very much money involved here. Frank, sensing a chance to make even more money, entered into a partnership with a Costa Rican national power and light company to build a solar power complex in the country's northwest region. This partnership was secured even though Frank and his company, Sun Fund Americas, had no experience in the energy sector. That's not a problem, as Hunter Biden has shown. Frank did not have any background in solar energy, but it was quite clear who he was when he pitched the project to investors, Schweitzer writes. His brother Joe's name figured prominently in his biography. Oh, man. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit downcast by this story, because I don't want Joe Biden to crash and burn before he becomes the Democrat nominee. I want this stuff to happen after he gets the nomination, July 14, 15, and 16 in Milwaukee. I don't want to have premature publication here. Oh, come on. Can't you wait, Joe? Frank Biden's Caribbean projects benefited from more than $54 million in U.S. taxpayer loans. Wouldn't you like to get ladies and gentlemen, could you use a $54 million U.S. federal government sweetheart, probably guaranteed, probably no interest federal loan? And this is just an example, a sample from the book Profiles in Corruption. I'm afraid it's going to destroy Biden. Too early. They'll get a better candidate. Anyway, that's a good one there. Profiles in Corruption. I wonder if there's any way. Let me go look here and see if there's any if we can find chapters, headings, where is it? Where is it? And let's see if there's anything. You know, sometimes you can look in the book. Oh, look inside. It's letting me look inside. Oh, yeah. Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Now, who is he profiling? Let's see here. I hope we've got the table of contents. Do we? Come on, get lucky. Table of contents, please come up. So far, nothing. I'm getting white pages. Oh, see, it's not just the title page. It's all that's showing up right now. Ah, shucks. And the faces on the cover, I don't recognize all of them. I think I see Kamala Harris. I see Joe Biden. I see Cory Booker. Oh! Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren. Oh, I am liking this. He's got a chapter on Amy Klobuchar. Woo! There's a story. There's something. Something's happening with Amy Klobuchar. I am very happy about this, folks. I won't tell you at this time yet completely why, but I certainly could use a profile in corruption featuring Amy Klobuchar. She's the senator from Minnesota, next door to me here, right across. I could skip a rock into Minnesota across the Red River. And Democrat senator, Donald Trump needs Minnesota bad, bad, bad in the 2020 election. Amy Klobuchar has been very, unfortunately, very successful, elected by 65% in 2012 and reelected as sick with 60% in 2018. This is all bad news. And she, the John Birch Society gives her a 0% rating. They give a higher rating to Bernie Sanders in the Patriot scale. That's right. She, in the Patriot scale, she scores below Bernie Sanders. She scores below Jerry Nadler at 0%. The John Birch Society doesn't give very many people a 0 in its ratings. Very small number. In the state of California, for example, with dozens and dozens of congressmen and women and two senators, the John Birch Society gives a 0 score to only one person, Dianne Feinstein. So that's what Amy Klobuchar has achieved, a 0. Hard to do. But she manages, you see, to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. She manages to put herself over as just Mrs. Middle America, just a PTA mom. And this is a good con job that she's doing. Let's go to a real American there in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hey, James. I heard an interview today on the radio from that guy that wrote that book there you got. And
Peter Schweitzer.
Yeah, Peter Schweitzer. He's got some good stuff on Bernie and on Elizabeth Warren also. So that's okay. Probably going to be a pretty good book to read.
Oh, Peter Schweitzer he's the kind of guy, his books are not just, research you could do down at the public library. He comes up with original, trail-breaking new discoveries as an investigative journalist, as an historian. So his book, Clinton Cash, back when Hillary was just getting rolling with her 2016 campaign, he came out with Clinton Cash. That book was like a bulldozer going through the Clinton crime family. Then he had his next book after that. Forgive me for forgetting his titles. Let me just see. Well, it just escapes me for the moment. But his books have been fantastic, and this one might be the best yet. Maybe this is the best is yet to come. But I'm really pleased that Klobuchar is on the cover, because she's been a relatively, she's not been talked about much in the national press. That's going to change big time today. You know the story, don't you, John?
I guess not.
Okay, yeah. Well, I hate to publicize or add more currency to it. This is quite a move by the New York Times. They endorsed Amy Klobuchar today.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that's a bombshell. Because I mean, there's a lot to that. That's an unendorsement of Joe Biden. That's an unendorsement of Bernie Sanders. And I'll tell you, that must have been one hell of a editorial board meeting there in the New York Times building in Manhattan when that decision was made. And I'll bet you, I'll give you another. It's a little Kelso peanut gallery thought. They did a double endorsement. They said, we endorse Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. Now, that seems pretty mysterious. Yeah, how can you? There's only room for one person as president, so how do you endorse two people? Well, here's what I think happened. Go ahead.
They're picking the worst of the losers.
Well, no. Now, well, let me tell, here's what I think happened. Somebody, you know, an editorial board meeting can be a very fiery thing. Somebody on that editorial board very strongly thinks that Amy Klobuchar is the best candidate for the Demon Rats. And that person must have made a very persuasive case to the board. But some of the people on the board who just were not, they said, well, you know, the objectors probably caused that double endorsement where they said, well, okay, we can't just put out an endorsement of Amy Klobuchar. We got to throw something else in there too. We got to put Elizabeth Warren in there. And so I think that's the reason you have a double endorsement, is that half the people on the board were saying, no, we can't, we're not persuaded yet on Klobuchar, so you got to put Warren in. Then the other half said, you know, we want Klobuchar, so they just said, you know, we can't pick one, so we'll pick them both. And but this is a big thing because, go ahead, John.
No, in 16, they had a negative endorsement of Donald. I don't think they endorsed anybody. It just gave them a negative. They're just losing face completely.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping this will actually sink like a rock, but it won't. This is going to be very. You're going to see in the next week. You're going to see a lot of Amy Klobuchar on national television. A lot, and that's not good, because what I don't want the Demon Rats to do. I believe in truth in advertising. So if somebody's a socialist or a communist or an anti-American, I want them to appear to be that way. So that the story for all of your life, John, and all of mine, is that the public has been fooled over and over again. We've been fooled and fooled again. And what was that? What's that song by The Who where the lyric goes?
Won't be fooled again.
We don't get fooled again. Yeah. Well, we've been fooled again and again and again. And Klobuchar is the kind of person who could do it. She could fool us one more time again.
Yeah. But the more they put them on television, James, the more they show their colors.
Yes, that's true. But a really good snake can stay in the grass and fool the people. So anyway, that's what I fear. And
Don't be too.
I don't want to dwell on that too much. Yeah, I don't want to give too. Go ahead.
Because they're going to get on stage and tell you what they're going to do, and Donald's going to get on stage and tell you what he has done. And
yes.
The American public sometimes question them.
Yeah, but see, here's what's going to happen. And I feel, you know, I mean, my gosh, you know, the American people have been so abused. But what Klobuchar would do, I'll tell you what she would do. She'd get on the stage and she's going to pretend she's a PTA mom. And, you know, well, vote for me. I'm your local Cub Scout den mother. And I am so wholesome. And my husband is so wholesome. And look at this horrible man with the orange hair who, you know, he uses bad words. I don't use bad words. I'm with the PTA and the Cub Scouts. And vote for me. And unfortunately, that's a pathetic message. But the public will not notice she gets a 0% rating from the John Birch Society. And I just use the John Birch Society as a a consistent and reliable rating service for patriots. The John Birch Society doesn't get it wrong. They always rated Ron Paul at 100%. I'm sure they're rating Rand Paul at 100% now. And they endorse Donald Trump big time. And they get it right, and they're very scientific and careful. I used to be a member of the John Birch Society. We used to call it the Conservative Index way back when. And now they have another name for it, which escapes me at the moment. But they're up there in Appleton, Wisconsin. And Klobuchar is definitely a wolf in sheep's clothing. We got a little break right here, John. Hey, buddy, if you want to hang on, you can. We'll be back in a moment, folks. All right, we'll be back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Let me give you some good news, folks. We've got John in Missouri hanging on the line there. I'll give you some good news, John, and folks out in the audience. Today, Donald Trump announced, as he was on his way to Davos, Switzerland, announced additional members of his defense team in the Senate impeachment trial. And this is wonderful news to me. I was a little befuddled at first when he announced his team, and it was all attorneys. They're all good attorneys, even great attorneys. But I thought, oh, gee, I want to see some of the fire breathers in that team. not just a bunch of attorneys. Attorneys can breathe fire, but usually they don't. I want to see some of the rip snorting tigers on that team that are these House members. Well, just wait a little bit, Kelso. Don't be impatient. Wait one day. Donald Trump announces today that on his team are 8 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, and they are all fire breathers. Wonderful. It's a hall of heroes here. Representatives Jim Jordan, Ohio, Mark Meadows, North Carolina, John Ratcliffe, Texas, Lee Zeldin, New York, Elise Stefanik, New York, Doug Collins, Georgia, Mike Johnson, Louisiana, and Debbie Lesko. Lesko is just Kelso with the letters reorganized. I like her. Of Arizona. So these are eight of the very best. All of these people are such good speakers and such sterling patriots. I just can't wait to see them open up on the floor of the Senate trial. I hope they get as much speaking time as possible. Anybody that gets in their way is going to get bulldozed. So that's good news.
Well, they didn't let them talk when they were in the House of Representatives, so now they get a chance. And
exactly.
It'll be interesting.
Nobody. Yeah, exactly. Mitch McConnell's going to let them talk, and they get extensive time, like the we were talking about weeks here. And Mitch McConnell's not going to let, I'll tell you what, in the House, in their secret chamber, in the basement of the Capitol, in a star chamber, this creep, pencil neck, Adam Schiff, actually had secret hearings in which, no cameras allowed, no reporting, no witnesses. The Republican congressman would come out of these hearings and they'd say, you wouldn't believe it. This guy Schiff interrupted us in the middle of a question. Schiff actually, after we would ask a question, Schiff would interrupt and tell the witness not to respond and say, you may not answer that question. I mean, it took their breath away, but there was no one to witness it. So they just had to endure it and then stagger out of the secret hearing. Then there was no, this is hard to believe, and it's still true, no transcript of the secret hearing, and all that came out was what pencil neck Schiff leaked to the press. Unbelievable. I can't,
that
I'll
ship
tell you
has sailed, James.
Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
over now.
Yeah. No, we've run out of time. Tomorrow, folks, this clown show starts tomorrow. So we'll give our first day of coverage. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow
night.
It'll be live. It'll be happening live on this show tomorrow night. So we'll see you there. See you, John. Thanks.
Bye, James.
So long.
Don't stop.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.